I'm Hugh.
I'm Linda.
Together we're Hinda.
And this is Hindacast.
No music, as you can hear, but because we're in Lanzarote.
Yeah, we're enjoying the sunshine, guys, but still getting onto it and doing the podcast.
Recording on the fly and talking about Thursday's episode of Married at First Sight UK, episode 4, wasn't it?
No idea, Hugh.
Okay, it was Thursday.
Talk to me when I'm sober. Okay. So, basically, we're going to talk about the two weddings that we saw on Thursday night.
Yes.
First one was Tasha and Paul.
Tasha and Paul, interesting couple, as they all are. The situation with Paul is probably the more interesting one in that he is a very religious mum and dad, particularly his mum, it seems. Very traditional. And the mum says, I'm not going to the wedding.
Can I just say, there's something that struck me about his mum was she's so young looking,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes.
I mean, she's actually a very, very young looking lady.
Mm.
But his dad...
he appears a little older.
He appears a little older. I actually thought it was his grandfather.
He's a more senior gentleman, shall we say.
Sorry, Paul. But maybe that just makes his mum look even younger.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, we said last week when we were introducing the grooms, we said he seemed like a general, all-around nice guy.
Yes.
And he still seems to be that.
Yeah, absolutely. He has a good job. He's an accounts manager, as I remember. Getting on well in life.
He seems to be into his fitness, his boxing, anything sporty. And yeah, he's all over it.
He's kind. He's family orientated.
He likes his dog.
Yeah. The only black mark against him was he had mentioned that he has a problem with commitment and he hadn't committed before. Although he seems to want to change his ways. But look, he's 26, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, he should have been sowing his wild oats, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're 26. But look, he's ready to settle down now, and he was matched with our Tasha.
Who I still, every time she opens her mouth, and I look at her, and I look at her mannerisms, I just see and hear Shanita all the time.
It's just uncanny, the similarities between those two, isn't it? Yeah, their looks, their mannerisms, obviously their accents, just, they're so similar. But again, I'm going to come down and mention her maniacal laugh. I mean, when she was walking up the aisle and she just suddenly collapsed into hysterics. And I was thinking, oh my God, she knows him. She knows him.
Yeah.
I really thought she knew him.
You said that and I said, yeah, you must be right. It must be. This is why Ireland would never have Married at First Sight or Big Brother or any of those shows. Everybody in Ireland has always said this. We couldn't do it because what would happen? People wouldn't know each other.
Yeah, actually, didn't that happen on First Dates Ireland?
It has
loads
happened
times.
Many times. Actually, First Dates, ironically, First Dates Ireland is on E4 before Married at First Sight is in.
Right.
Okay. So I presume our listeners would be familiar with First Dates Ireland. It's happened loads of times on First Dates Ireland. In fact, not alone did one couple know each other, but as teenagers, they'd actually had a good snog in the back of a van before.
That's right. Yeah,
yeah, they'd been together. And yeah, I actually know that individual. Well, I knew of him. He was involved in karate.
Yeah.
But
okay,
there you go. That's an aside.
Moving on.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch and back to Married at First Sight UK, or Married at First Sight England, as it probably should be called. Dun,
so,
dun, dun.
Tasha's one great love in life is her dog.
Yeah.
You know, she loves her dog. And it was interesting to find that Paul has a dog as well. So, you know, they're well matched in that respect. And it was clips of both of them walking through the forest, you know, walking their dogs. Well, I think Tasha, in fairness, was walking. Although, how is she walking through the forest in those snow white runners? I will never know.
I did notice that as well.
They were sparkling white. Paul was jogging through the forest now, walking his dog. But look at similarities between the two. You know, I think these two have a chance. He wasn't. I'd be horrified if my bride burst into fits of laughing when she was coming up the aisle, like, you know, I was thinking she's laughing at me. What in the name of God?
Whichever way, Linda, there was a huge instant first attraction with those two. There really was.
Oh, and God. even at the reception ceremony, when he was making a speech and she went, he got a bit upset
and,
you know, over his friend, Lord Reston,
who died early,
She went up and she was giving him support and he appreciated that. And it was like as if, again, they've known each other forever, doesn't it? Like, it's just like they've been dating for years and they're a close couple.
Tasha knows how to do the right thing and how to carry her off herself very well. And when she spoke to the mum, although I think the mum went to her rather than her going to the mum, wasn't that
I thought that was a bit of a mistake. I know Tasha was talking about going to the mum, but I think the mum went to Tasha first. And, you know, I suppose Tasha, the only place that you messed up, in my opinion, you should have gone to the mum, especially knowing that there it was going to be such a big issue. Like Paul had said, like there would potentially be an issue with his mum and that she wasn't going to come to the wedding. So I probably would have addressed that early on.
The more junior person goes to the senior person. That's kind of the way it works in life.
But I think the mum, once she heard that Tasha was Christian and that she was baptised when she was 19, actually. That's interesting, isn't it?
There's another story there. Also, she mentioned God in her vows.
That she was the first one ever. I don't ever recall anybody mentioning God in their vows. Yeah.
I can't remember that before.
So again, I can see why they were matched. So the mum seems to be absolutely delighted. I've always wanted a daughter and, you know, they seem to be getting on well.
Yeah.
Tasha, I just hope like you can just hold it in. I really do. You know, I really do. Because, you know, again, you see the clips of her with her girlfriends and she does kind of seem quite wild and a bit of a party girl.
That was the only bit in the wedding we did see during the ceremony where they were quite loud and it was bringing out the loudness in Paul. I think he had a problem with the wedding band fitting, did he?
He put it on the wrong finger.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like a blind leading the blind.
Yeah, and he tried to get it back off again and all that. And they just didn't, they felt that was inappropriate.
I think the families are going to be completely different. I think maybe the circle of friends are going to be completely different. But Paul thought it was funny and he was laughing at Tasha's reactions to Ting and, you know, just...
Well, look, they wouldn't be the only couple in the world who've had problems with their families being very, very different. And they have gone on, obviously, in life to be different people themselves. So, you know,
All Rosie in the garden for now. You know, initial attraction. We can see why they're matched. A lot in common. Two, you know, nice people.
And a big effort being made by both parties to try and smooth the waters and move forward. I don't think we could say quite the same about Peggy and George.
Now, hang on, Hugh. You're not going to weigh that easy.
Oh, right, okay.
I want ratings.
Oh, God.
I want percentages. I want out of 10. What are the chances that they're going to make it to the final vote?
We can't do that yet.
Why?
No, we can't do that yet because they haven't gone on honeymoon yet. We will do it when we see them on honeymoon.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
All right, yeah, okay. You just don't want to do it at all. But
ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed Linda backing down. A rare thing. The Sky News truck will pull up outside here.
I haven't actually backed down. I thought it was compromise. I thought it was a fairly fair compromise. You will do it, Hugh, as much as you don't want to.
Yeah, okay. Now, meanwhile, let's get on with...
George,
as he pointed out many times. And Peggy.
Peggy.
She doesn't look like a Peggy, does
Peggy
she?
In the middle, or Picky Peggy, as she was known on Take Me Out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she was called Picky Peggy, apparently, because she was very picky about who she left her light on for.
If you haven't seen it, guys, Google the photo of how Peggy looked on Take Me Out. She looked quite, quite different.
No, she was only 19. Yeah. Like it was 12 years ago or something like that.
And apparently you said she sounded quite different as well.
Apparently, no, yeah. I didn't see the interior. I didn't actually see it, but yeah, she sounded quite different as well. Okay. My God, her house. Like, I know she said that she enjoys cooking and cleaning. There's some cleaning in that house, I'd say.
It's a fine gaff. Her dad deals in antiques.
How do you know? You don't know that. You know that they were looking at antiques. You don't know he deals in antiques.
Ah, no, I think he said he did.
But look, they absolutely look like they're living in a mansion. They look absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
I like her dad.
He's a character.
I like her dad. He's just, you know, take me as you find me. It is what it is. And what's that comedy made when she said she was getting married?
We can't even say that. We can't even say that. Right.
It was hilarious and it was so unexpected. It was, my mouth just dropped. It's gone. Really?
We Irish people have the fine courses and comments, but he said something about bollocks. That's basically it.
It was just hilarious.
I had to say, did he really say that? Yeah.
It was just hilarious. But you know, she's a good relationship with her parents. You know, she's a really good
relationship. Which is an attractive thing, let it be known. To a man. I think it's an attractive thing to a man. When a woman has a good relationship with her dad, you kind of say, okay, that's good. I certainly knew. When you said to me, you had such a good relationship with your dad, I thought that was an attractive characteristic.
Okay, noted.
Always have said that. You're sick of me saying that.
Noted. So anyway, look, she looks in a fine gaff and she's spending all her time cleaning it because somebody would have to spend all her time cleaning. She looks completely different than she did when she was 19.
Yeah.
She looked stunning on her wedding dress. I thought she looked beautiful on her wedding day. I really did.
You know? No doubt about it. She scrubs up well. Yeah. She's a looker.
Yeah. She scrubs up well. Maybe she doesn't look so well when she's no makeup on.
Yeah.
But sure, look at...
She's a blank canvas without the makeup.
Which one of us does?
Yeah. You do. Carry on. Right.
So basically, we had a wedding, and you know, she really wants to make this work. She saw George's and she was really attracted to him. Yes, he's my type, and she was over the moon. First impressions, you know, she was really pleased.
Can we talk about him though on his own and when he was out with his mates and all that kind of thing and the piece we got about him? We learned a lot about him, and but the big headline seems to be he can be very inappropriate and very, very loud at times. This was a constant message we got before, during and after.
I really don't want to talk about George's, to be honest with you. Oh. I don't like him. I don't like him here. I just don't have any time for him. I think, again, he's rude. He's arrogant. What is his fascination with fake boobs?
Yeah.
It's just, it's inappropriate. It's actually, and I said, you know, when we were doing Meet the Grooms, that he seemed like a sex pest, and I stand by that.
Okay. Well, I suppose I respect your view as a woman that obviously he just turned you off, to say the least.
He makes me
repulses
sick.
You.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Okay. That's not good.
And look at his friends as well. His friends were warning Peggy, you know, oh, he's really inappropriate sometimes. He's just going to have to look past that. And certainly in numerous occasions, his friends were saying that he was inappropriate and he can be a little bit obnoxious, etc., etc. And I think at the end, Peggy was kind of saying, God, what have I got myself into?
Yeah. At no point, though, like, somewhere do you think there's a good guy underneath all that?
No.
Really?
I'd be struggling to see his good qualities. Like I say, I think he's rude. I think he's arrogant. I think he's obnoxious. He loves himself. He thinks he's hilarious. He's the only one who thinks he's hilarious. Yeah. I don't think he's one bit funny. The best man speech.
Yeah, that didn't help matters either, did it? I mean, like, maybe, again, birds of a feather flock together. Maybe people who are inappropriate and too much like him hang around with other people who are too much and inappropriate.
Oh, it was just horrendous. I just can't believe he said that. Like, why? What was the point of it?
Yeah.
You know, he pooed himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. Wow. It's just...
So the story with them two essentially is a huge attraction at the altar, once again, right? And that attraction just went downhill.
I think for Georges, it was just physical. He saw her boobs. He saw a pretty looking girl. Yeah. And that was it for him.
She saw somebody very attractive as well. Like the initial thing that she saw, his looks, he was exactly what she wanted.
Yeah, I know. But she didn't kind of comment on his package.
No.
Like,
that's true.
Come on, in fairness. Like, he just... I mean, he said in his interview that he didn't like people who weren't intellectual. I don't think he cares at all.
Yeah.
It's very clear what his intentions are with Peggy. And I really hope that Peggy is strong enough and that she has the wherewithal to, like, basically flick off his advances.
I think it's there. Don't worry. I think it's there.
I hope it is.
Have no
because
fear.
I think George is needed to be matched with a very strong woman, a very strong character.
Yeah, I know. But they're obviously just putting these two together for the bit of drama and the bit of friction and... They're reality TV kind of people.
Yeah, because the thing about George is I think George likes the chase. I think he respects a woman who makes him work for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if Peggy will make him work for it. I don't know whether she's strong enough. I stand by everything I said about Peggy. She actually seems like a really nice person.
Mm.
I think she's vulnerable, and we said that at the Meet the Brides.
Yeah, I get the feeling she's not quite as vulnerable as she's making out. Now, she has, a bit like Jay, she has a sister who's protecting her and looking out. And I have to say, George, every interaction he made with her sister was bad.
I think really Holly, was. In fairness, I think her sister Holly, has the make of him.
Okay.
I think she has the make of him.
Ah, yeah, but like, you wouldn't need to be a genius anyway, because every time he interacts with her, he just... pisses her off more and more.
He pisses me off every time he opens his mouth.
Yeah, he goes purposely to do it. He can't even help himself. He winks.
What
looks
is the story
over
with that
shoulder.
Pervy wink?
Oh God,
it's pervy. It's just He's always interested in somebody else in the room. He didn't kind of wasn't maintaining eye contact with her,
which is always rude.
You know.
Yeah.
I can't see those two lasting. I just can't see them getting on. I think their honeymoon would be interesting. See how they get on. I can just see them. Perving all over in a bikini. Yeah.
The dad already hates him.
And rightly so. And I think the dad is a very good judge of character. There's something about his dad, you know, or her dad rather. He doesn't suffer fools gladly.
Was there any interaction directly between George and the dad?
I don't recall seeing any interaction. Yeah. I don't. Or with the mum and George's. I don't think he actually made any effort at all with the parents. Well, from what we could see.
Yeah. So, like, when a woman says, I really love my parents, I'm really close to my family, particularly my dad or particularly my mum, that's the one person you go over and you lick their arse. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, maybe not that here, but I get you.
You know what I mean.
I know where you're coming from.
Sorry.
A turn of phrase.
Am I doing a George there, am I?
But yeah, I just don't think it's all about him. It's all about him. It's all about what can you do to please me kind of effort in a horrible, pervy way.
Is he a bit like the guy who was in it before, whose name I can't think of, and he does a podcast? I don't think he's quite like him, but he was so much. But he was a big joker. Do you remember that guy with the beard, with the big personality? And he was a big joker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And he was matched with the, oh my God, the girl with the blonde hair, and she went off another group.
That's right.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't.
There's echoes. Now, he's a light version of George.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I think underneath it, but he wasn't a perv.
No, he was a very nice guy. You know, and he still is a very nice guy.
Again, just the comments George is making, just how he presents himself. You know, he just thinks he's the business. Mm. He really thinks he's all down the bag of chips.
You know, another
he does.
One.
Yeah, he does. He thinks he's all that. And I look forward to him being taken down a peg or two. Yeah. And I really hope... Excuse the comments. I'm thinking, I hope Peggy is the one to do it. I really hope she digs deep and she's strong enough just to...
On a side note, more than any other series, I think we have had instant attractions, for the most part, at the altar, as it were, or at the wedding ceremony, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I don't think we've ever had so many.
And I think we have, like, really genuine people on. Hmm. You know, even normal people, apart from Ella and Nathaniel... Who I have no words. They're just, I suppose, on the show just for entertainment value,
yeah.
Just to kind of entertain the viewer. As such, there's nothing between those two. I can't really see anything ever happen between those two, apart from the fact that they might get a few Instagram followers, and maybe there's an OnlyFans page looming.
Yeah, if there's not already, I'd say that. Well, it's been planned anyway.
Well, look, I really want to give everybody, all of the couples at this stage, early on, the benefit of the doubt. Really, really do. Mm. The honeymoons will be interesting. George's and Peggy's honeymoon, and obviously Paul and Tasha's honeymoon.
What seems to be happening, from what I can see, is we have two more weddings to go.
Yes.
And I presume that's going to be on Monday. I'd be really surprised if it's not. I'm presuming that we will get the four honeymoons crammed once again into Tuesday, just like they were absolutely crammed into Wednesday's episode. Far too quick. I really thought the four honeymoons was too much.
I really enjoy the honeymoons. I really enjoyed the initial interactions between them.
I enjoyed them as well, but I just think four in one episode is too much.
It's too much, yeah.
But either way, that seems to be the format they're going for. So we can presume that they will be on Tuesday next week. We can presume that the dinner party, your favourite, will be on the Wednesday. And we'll have a commitment ceremony on the Thursday.
Yeah, it's very soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going well. Well, that's the way it seems to go, because let's face it, for those of us who watch the show, the weddings are fun and all of that, but the least important part almost is the weddings.
Yeah, it's always get those out of the way. Yeah,
once they're out of the way, they very quickly become a distant memory. They're good at the time, don't get me wrong, but they very quickly become a distant memory.
Well, all I can say is let the games begin.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to you again soon, guys, in the next few days. We will still have no music, because we'll still be away.
But the sun will hopefully still be shining and the drinks will be flowing.
Yes. Till then, keep watching Maths UK, and we'll talk to you soon.
Laters.
Bye.